Edmonton Eskimos looking to go a perfect 3-0 to start the season. And our next guest currently tied for the team lead and the league lead in interceptions with two. Aaron Grimes joins us. Aaron, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing very well. First of all, where should LeBron go?
Oh, man. You know, that's a tough one. I feel like he should stay in Miami, but, you know, I guess Cleveland wouldn't be a bad look for him.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. Now, were you ever a basketball fan growing up? Did you have a team?
I was a little bit of a basketball fan growing up, but, you know, I'm from Seattle, so ever since they sold my son, I don't pay too much attention anymore.
Okay, that's fair. That's very fair. So were you a diehard, like a Seahawks Mariners fan as well?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Who's your favorite Seahawks player?
Right now, I gotta go with Earl Thomas, baller.
Now, I'm going to – okay, that's interesting. You mentioned a DB, and that's fair. You know, they're DBs. What do you like about Thomas more than Sherman?
He's all over the place, you know. Sherman locks down his side of the field, you know, no questions asked. He does what he does on his side of the field, but Earl Thomas is all over the place. Every play, you're going to see number 29 pop up.
As a DB yourself, and I've talked to a lot of guys who played college ball, played in the NFL, played in the CFL, and a lot of them will tell me, you know, playing the halfback position in the CFL is maybe the hardest of any of the positions they played, south or north, as far as the border goes. Now that you've had some time, what would you say about it?
I definitely would agree. You know, it takes a little bit more communication, you know, more awareness. You know, it's different. You got that guy's coming at you on a waggle. He could come at you from the other side of the formation. It's definitely different than just playing, you know, the stationary corner, like down in the state.
How do you adapt? Because none of you grew up playing against the waggle where the receiver can come in motion. How are you able to adapt to it? What's the biggest challenge? What's the best advice you got how to defend it?
My best advice and the biggest challenge would just be, you got to be patient. You know, you got to trust yourself. You know, I like to think that I'm fairly fast, so I try to be as patient as I can, you know. You got to have good eyes because, you know, that guy can make, you know, three to four moves before he's even at the line of scrimmage and into his route. So being able to be patient, you know, keep your eyes down on his hips and trust that you're doing a good job, that's probably the biggest key, I would say.
Aaron Grimes joins us. Two interceptions in two games already. What's your career high in most interceptions in any season?
Not very much, I can tell you that. Probably three.
Really?
Just think off the top of the head. Yeah, never been a big interception guy, to be honest.
Okay, so safe to say then, Eskimo fans shouldn't be expecting you to be up in double digits at the end of the season.
You know, that's a tough question because I would love to be there. I'd love to give that to the fans, you know, but I just got to keep playing and we'll see where it takes me.
So the two interceptions you've had, you know, obviously one off a deflection. The other one was great in the end zone to negate a touchdown. When you say you're not a big interception guy, was that because you didn't have great hands or you didn't get a lot of balls thrown your way?
It was definitely a hands thing. I can't lie. I didn't have great hands in college. I actually dropped at least a handful of interceptions my senior year. So that's something I've been working on. So, you know, so far, so good. And I'm going to try to keep this train rolling and get a bunch more.
Now, it's interesting because a lot of receivers joke that DBs become DBs because they can't catch. Ha, ha, ha. You don't spend a lot of time, I'm guessing, in college working on your hands. So what have you done since you've gotten to be a pro to improve your hands?
You know, just this season, actually, getting out early, and throwing the tennis ball with teammates, you know, throwing with one hand and only being able to catch it with one hand. And then Coach Shivers, our defensive back coach, is making sure he's throwing the ball to us in every single position drill we do. Every individual drill, he's getting the ball out there to us. So that's helping me a lot with my hand-eye coordination.
Aaron Grimes joins us. Aaron, for you at the halfback position, Otha Foster is going to play his first CFL game tomorrow night, replacing the injured Marcel Young. On the opposite side, I know, but what advice, I'm sure you sit down, I'm sure maybe he's came over to your stall to ask you because it's his first game in there, and we all know that most teams will go after the new guy in the secondary.
Oh, definitely. You know, and he knows that. He knows that they're going to try him, and, you know, I got a lot of faith in Otha. I know he's a great player, and he wouldn't be here if he wasn't, and I believe he'll be able to do his job, you know, well tomorrow. He's a great athlete, got great cover skills, and obviously the coaches believe that or he wouldn't be there. So, you know, my biggest thing I used to tell him was just be patient, you know. Watch the hips and be patient. Like I said earlier, it's something you got to be patient with. And I know he's been guarding, you know, AD and Fred in practice, so I'm pretty sure he'll be ready.
Aaron Grimes, a halfback for the Eskimos. You mentioned looking at the hips, and if you can get focused on the hips, then that's going to tell you where the receiver's going. But often, guys, you know, sometimes maybe you look down at his feet or your hands. How come some receivers will distract you from looking away from your hips, their hips?
They get to being real shifty, you know, moving their shoulders or their heads a lot or chopping their feet a lot. And naturally, as a human, you know, that's attractive to your eyes. You start to look at what's going on. So, and even myself, I can sit here and give all the tips in the world, and there's still going to be some plays where my eyes are in the wrong spot. So it's just something you got to, you know, make muscle memory, you know. It's just something you got to do naturally without thinking about it.
How much more comfortable do you feel with this defense 2 weeks or entering week three compared to week one?
I feel tons, you know, just in terms of communication. Going into week one, I knew we had all the talent in the world. It was just about how well we played together. And, you know, so far, our communication has only gotten better, and our trust in each other that we'll do our own jobs and make the plays when they come to us has gotten a lot better.
When was the last time you saw a guy just rip the ball out of an opposing player's hands and run for a touchdown like Watkins did?
I've never seen that. That was an amazing play. I told somebody earlier that was a veteran play. He knew we needed a big play, and he stepped up. And, you know, it wasn't like the quarterback threw him the ball. He had to go take it and then run it in. So that was amazing.
Another guy, you know, this is your second year, you know, first year as a full-time starter, but McCoyle has come in, and I don't know, I'm sure you guys probably didn't know a lot about some of the newcomers. What's impressed you the most since he's come in, and this will be his second game out of three that he's had to replace J.C. Sherritt?
I think his athleticism, you know. When I first seen him, I see a tall guy. You know, he's not too big for the linebacker position, but he's athletic. And he's not scared to hit, so don't let his size fool you. You know, in terms of like skinny wise, you know, he's tall, but he's athletic and he's fearless. You know, and obviously he has great hands. He's made two pretty good interceptions himself.
Aaron Grimes joins us. Aaron, in that game against Hamilton, Odell Willis had a play where he had the quarterback wrapped up, but then he let him go because I think he thought he threw it away. And it seemed like that play infuriated him. And after that, he was just on a mission, crushing guys, had a few sacks, of course, had the big hit, got fined for it on Caleros. Did his temperature change after that play? Was it noticeable for you guys in the huddle?
I don't think it was noticeable in the huddle. I think Odell is an amazing being, you know. I honestly think that he practices like that too. Watching him practice, he flies around and runs to the ball no matter what. So I definitely think missing a sack that, you know, to the blind eye looks so easy for him to just make that sack. But, you know, when you think the ball's gone, you don't want to hit the quarterback
exactly.
And it's not there. But,
yep.
You know, I think it definitely made him a little bit mad. And got his fire going because he ended up with, what, three sacks, I think, and a forced fumble?
Yeah. Most defenses have one or two emotional leaders. Who is that on your Eskimo defense?
Oh, I got to go with Odell, always hyped up. Man, I think it's so well evenly spread. For the DVs, I'd have to go with Joe Burnett. He's always fired up, you know, but our defense flies around so much and believes in each other that once one person makes a play, I feel like the whole defense gets fired up. I don't know if you can tell, but we like to celebrate with each other when we make big plays.
Are you a vocal guy on the field?
With my team, yeah. You know, I don't really talk to receivers too much. You know, I don't do too much trash talking, but once a receiver gets me going, then it's going to be hard to shut me up. I know that.
Okay, so you'll respond. You won't initiate.
Exactly. I'll hold my ground. I'll defend myself, but I'm not out there looking for flags.
Aaron Grimes joins us. Aaron, your head coach, who's also the defensive coordinator, has preached aggressiveness and speed to the ball fast all the time since day one of training camp. He seems like an intense guy. Do you feel your defense as a whole has tried to mirror his personality?
Most definitely. You know, Coach Jones, like you said, is intense. And he brings it in meetings. He's intense on the practice field. He's intense. You know, if you see him in the hallway, he's intense. And I think he makes play calls. He calls plays in the game to get us going. You know, he calls plays that will work, but at the same time, will make us happy that he called them to let us be like, okay, yeah, I like this one, coach. This is a play that's going to get us going right here. And then he calls it, and we make the play, and next thing you know, the defense is fired up, taking the ball away.
Aaron Grimes joined us. Aaron, you had an opportunity to face off against Henry Burris last year a few times against Hamilton. He's got one of the strongest arms in the league, one of the strongest arms in league history. As a halfback, do you have to take different angles on different routes because of the velocity that he throws with?
Most definitely. You know, like you said, he's got one of the strongest arms I've ever seen, period, in any league. So, you know, he's a great quarterback. He's smart on top of having a strong arm. So I do know that he's not scared to throw the ball to the field side. And so the angles have to be, like you said, they got to be more crisp, you know, because he's going to put that thing on the line. So I got to have a little bit better angles and try to go grab one.
Well, Aaron, continued success. Hopefully your interception run continues.
I hope so, too. Won a game wouldn't be bad, huh?
Hey, man, that'd be unbelievable. So good luck.
All right.